Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
All right, last night, Penn State bit the dust. They lost the game. Tyler, as I told you they would, and I'm sure best bets can't wait till that happens. I don't think it went well for you again yesterday, now that I'm replaying.
Oh, those were some bad beats too, man.
But Notre Dame goes and gets a W. And really, the game turned big time on the interception late from Drew Allen. And this was interesting to me, Clint and Tyler, because Greg McElroy, who was on the call with Sean McDonough for ESPN, I promise you, Clint, this was like two plays before he did it. Two plays before he threw the pick, and I'll let Clint break it down quarterback wise. It's just you can't do it. You cannot make that decision. I'm sure you've been taught this as a quarterback when you first started throwing the football. But this was Greg McElroy when he was asked by Sean McDonough how aggressive they should be. They got the ball with just under a minute left, and in a tie game. This is Greg McElroy.
How do they play it with 47 seconds to go? You aggressive or are you cautious?
I'm aggressive. I mean, I got two timeouts. I feel like the momentum's been back and forth. The quarterback, for the most part, all season long, his whole career, Drew Aller's made good decisions. He's got 50-plus touchdowns, only 9 career interceptions. He's not likely a guy that's going to put the ball in harm's way. I trust him. I think he can do it. And I would empower him in this situation to drive him down the field for a game-winning field goal.
Oh, that backfired.
I don't know if there's a worse. I mean, I've heard the jinxes of guys going to the free throw line. And hey, no, he's 98%. He's made 20. This right here, I mean, he went in depth on why he would trust him. And then he made one of the worst decisions I've ever seen in a big game.
Yeah, it was a rough look, especially at after running it for a chunk play there, the down before that, having timeouts left. You know, there were some different options. Drew Aller clearly did not have a good game last night. He was on the big stage, and he had a chance to put himself in the conversation of the number one quarterback going into next year and coming out with a good year, the number one quarterback in the draft. He's that gifted, and he went out there and peed down his leg. It was not a good evening for him, obviously. But this one for me is on James Franklin. This one, there was, like, I understand, and I agree with Greg, like, Drew would give you a reason to think, all right, let's be aggressive. But if you watch that game all night long, there was no reason whatsoever in that moment to trust or have confidence in your receivers getting open, your quarterback having enough time to drive the football down the field. Now, do you want to come out and throw some screens? You want to have some creative quicks and try to get Big 44 some touches, maybe get him in a seam? Cool. But to drop back and go full field progression and throw an 18 to 20-yard dig route to his right side late in a progression, like, that is putting a young quarterback in a bad spot with piss-poor timing if you watch that football game. Right now, I think a lot of people look at Drew Aller's talent, some of those stats that he throws up there in the Big Ten, and then just apply it across the board. I think the feel of James Franklin, the head coach, offensive minded head coach, in that moment was piss poor. He tried to pop a run, he popped a run, boom, try to get a screen, try to get Big 44 the ball, but dropping back in full field reading, to me, you don't have a guy out there that can separate at all. Nobody on your football team, from a receiver standpoint, had separated at all.
No receiver caught a ball.
No, I mean, it was there was no reason at that point to think that that was the go-to. So I blame it on them boys.
Yeah, I don't know if they had in their mind, like, all right, man, maybe we'll just run the ball and be conservative to get to overtime. And then they pop the 12 to 15-yard run, And then it was like, well, hell, all right, man, shoot, yep. We got three timeouts. Are we in business? What do we need to do? And from reports, it was heard that it was like, hey, your first read, then your second read, or throw it out of bounds.
And he came back and supposed to try to throw it in the dirt.
And he said he tried to throw it into the dirt. No, he didn't. And so it was a tough play. But damn, Greg.
Well, there's you're right, Greg. Yeah, that was some bad timing by Greg. Damn, Greg. But that was, and look, I want to be clear. I'm not getting off the Drew Aller wagon. That dude has got a chance to be really, really special. I mean, he is a gifted dude. Now, I don't know that he can do it in Penn State's offense. I don't know that he can do it without weapons in that offense. They're going to make it to big games, and then he's going to, again, pee down his leg because you don't have a whole lot of help. But at the end of the day, that dude's got a chance to be really special. And the reality of it is, hell, I tweeted this about a month and a half ago. My man thought it was a good idea. He needed to tweet that he was announcing that he was not going to go into the NFL draft. He's coming back to college. I was like, for what? What are we doing? This guy really needs to announce it. His ass needs more time. Well, yeah, no, he's physically gifted. There's no doubt about it. And scouts would look at it and say, man, this dude's got some tools. This is big time stuff this guy's got. But he needs to play college football. He needs to learn. Like last night, game on the line. It's a critical. That was critical. He needs to learn those things at the college level. We're getting to a point with this prospecting to where we just see a big, tall, strong kid that can spin around the park and go, oh, yeah, he's top 10 pick. Come on, man. Stay your ass in college. Go play a little football. Learn the game. Learn how to play quarterback. And then come out and be a top 10 pick. You don't need to announce to the world that you're coming back every time. That crap annoys the hell out of me.